yards on first down.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Coach.
From our vantage point, it looked like Ravenna is in an eagle front, and what that means is they have a man over the center. They have two over each guard, and then they have the ends and the linebackers still in behind.
Second down and three coming up for the Bearcats. The handoff, Peruski. Take that Nash, the ball carrier. Nash taken down close to the 10-yard line, a gain of a couple more. They have a stoppage in play, and at the end of the third quarter, 12-6, the Bulldogs with the lead. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, the deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Welcome back to Ubley, 12-6, the Ravenna Bulldogs with the lead over the Bearcats, start of the fourth quarter. The Bearcats have it third down and two on the Bulldog 10-yard line. And an update out of Deckerville, Fulton now leading the Eagles 20-7. That game up in Ishpeming has gone final, 51-22 is the final score there. So Ishpeming moves on to the semifinals. They'll meet the winner of this football game next weekend at a site and time to be determined. Third down and two for the Bearcats. Drake will take the snap and hand it off. Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski has the first down inside the 7-yard line.
Well, they're doing much like they did on their first drive of the game. I mean, this is still their first drive of the second half, believe it or not, here. Just, you know, doing what they're doing, they're doing a good job moving the ball, picking up nice chunks of yard, and now they got the ball in the red zone here. Now's the time to punch it in.
First down and goal from the 7 for the Bearcats, trailing 12-6, just underway, fourth quarter. Handoff inside. Looks like Cleary. Yes, Cleary up the middle. Picked up a couple yards. Forward progress will give it to him at the 5. Sorry, Coach.
Thank you. I don't know if you're hitting it something or what.
No. All these buttons to push. You keep your fingers off the red button.
Yes, exactly.
We'll be all set here. Bearcats driving, second and goal from the 5. Drake back to throw into the end zone. The pass is incomplete. Out of bounds was the receiver, Eric Boom.
It looks like it was nearly picked off by Jake Gardenauer of Ravenna.
And Drake was, again, really under pressure. I don't know if you
He was from the backside. Backside pressure.
So you're playing with fire by trying to pass against this team because they are able to penetrate that line. So that stops the clock here. 11 minutes to play in the football game. 12-6. Bulldogs with the lead. Bearcats, third and goal at the 5. Drake up under center for the Bearcats. He'll hand it off. Peruski, the ball carrier, inside the 5 to about the 3.5-yard line. So a huge fourth and goal play coming up again for the Bearcats.
What are we on our fourth down?
Yes.
For this series?
Yeah, and we've been able to convert everyone so far. So,
well, this would be the biggest conversion for them.
Oh, yeah, this is the conversion right here. There's no more after this one.
Fourth and goal from the 4. And now we have a timeout called by the Bearcats. So we'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The Casey Yon Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan Insurance Company.
Welcome back to Ubley. It is 12-6. The Bearcats called a timeout to talk about things. They have it fourth and goal at the four-yard line, trailing 12-6. Drake up under center for the Bearcats, the biggest fourth down play of this series. He'll drop back to throw with a little bit more time. Got it into the end zone. That is a
beautiful play. Great job by Harry Booms. I got the knee down. I was watching the whole time there. He dragged his right knee, and that's the only part of him that was in bounds. And that keeps the Bearcats a score to tie this thing up.
Woo, baby. I think my heart's about ready to jump out of his chest here. Woo. We are tied at 12.
All right, so now we go back to the extra point here.
Yeah. Remember, Ravenna had one blocked earlier, could not convert on a two-point conversion either. The Bearcats not able to get one into the end zone in the first half, looking to kick to take the lead. Now we've got a penalty marker on the conversion try as the Bearcats are going to kick this one in an offside call against the defense.
Yep, so that's going to move it a yard and a half closer.
So now do you go for two?
Boy, good question.
You move
this is what you're supposed to say. This is why I'm up here, right?
Well, exactly. The problem is I don't know how good a kicker.
I think they're going to go for two. They're bringing the personnel on. It looks like they're going to go for two. Just by the looks of it, I think Ubley might have to call a timeout here. They're losing a lot of time.
You get a free yard and a half.
You got a yard and a half to go.
So, you got I mean, and it looks like they're still going to kick it, though, as Dakota Forzondek in to do the holding duties. Austin Drake, the kicker. To break the tie here, the ball is down. The kick is blocked. And we are tied at 12. Should have went for two.
You know, I found out the further away from the field you are, the easier it is to coach. You know, it's just,
Why don't we slip in a break here as we're tied at 12. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Welcome back to Ubley. We're tied at 12 with 10:19 to play in the football game.
I'd give you the drive information, but I don't have it myself. So, you know, a four-yard touchdown pass from Drake to Booms. That's all I got for you.
This is a that offside penalty was assessed on the kickoff. So the Vanderwagon on the return for the Bulldogs out over the 20 to the 25, close to the 30-yard line. That is why the Bearcats did not elect to go for two.
Now
that makes sense.
Josh White had stripped the ball there. He was saying that he had it, but I think they were calling Vanderwagon down. So a break for Ravenna there.
And they'll stop the football at the 29-yard line of Ravenna.
Well, let's see if Coach Becker has made an adjustment. His defense was off the field for a while. Hopefully he got some communication into whose responsibility the quarterback is, whose responsibility it is for the pitch man. get those linebackers flowing to fill.